Hey guys, I'm on my way home. In your drive time, Sincerely is in your drive time, and I'm on my way home, and I'm gonna be short brief tonight. But I do want to come at you guys and get you home. If you're heading home, get your seatbelt on, strap it in tight. Make your way on home tonight and just kind of vamp out and make you some nice little tequila sunrise drinks with some tacos. Tee it on out tonight for Taco Tuesday. I'm gonna go home and relax. I had a rough day today. Not necessarily just rough like that, just kind of, you know, it's just one of those days. That's all I'm going to say. Just one of those days. Anyways, you know, hold on to yourself when you're dealing with certain situations. Don't let go of who you are as a person. Sometimes we can do that.
Forget. Just hold on to yourself. You know, stand up for yourself is, I guess, what I'm trying to say, guys. You know, stand up for who you are and how you feel about certain things. Don't allow or let yourself just settle for anything just because that's the way you think someone will want you to be. Because no, that's not the way to live your life. You can't go throughout your life living that way, not saying anything to people because you're afraid of something. You just got to stand up for yourself, period. Stand up for yourself and make sure that you know, or let the other person know, that you're not taking it. You don't have to take it. You know, you just don't have to. But be respectful when doing it. Don't be disrespectful. Don't come out of your character just to make a point. Just be professional about it. State your opinion. Do what told and move on. But always know to stand your grounds when it's something that you feel is like too much, or something's going on that you feel is over the top. And just make sure that you're backing yourself up is what I'm saying. But don't ever live in fear of saying anything to anyone. Ever. I want you guys to go home tonight and enjoy your evening. I know I am. I'm going to go home and probably just relax more than anything. I don't think I want to cook tonight. Somebody else in the house is going to have to do it tonight. But at the end of the day, I just want you guys to make it home safely. Track those seatbelts on. Click at a ticket. You know the law. Save your life and someone else's too. Fellas, get out of that job. I haven't forgotten about you. Trust and believe. Ladies too, don't think that I'm just, because I say fellas. Yeah, I know, ladies, we work hard too. So I don't want, like I told you, I never pick a side. Credibility is due where credibility is due. Period, point blank. Get home too, ladies. Some of you workaholics. Some of you will work 2 and 3 jobs. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I salute you. I used to do it too. Until I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let this be enough. God graced me enough to make it, and I'm going to let this be enough and go home. So ladies, get out of those jobs, but fellas, get out. You know, you guys will stay and work and work and work and work and work. That it should be there tomorrow. That it should be there tomorrow. Get yourself squared away and organized and set up for the next day and head out that door. Enjoy this weather that we're having, because, you know, soon we'll be tied to the dye, you know. We won't be able to get out and about and do anything, because the weather's going to shift here in a couple more months. So enjoy while you can. So get out of those jobs and head on home. And be safe. Until next time, sincerely, I am a mess.